Ready to grow and scale your online business to $100,000 a month and beyond? You are in the right place. Your host, serial entrepreneur, investor, and highly paid business consultant will share the best simple strategies to scale with high value offers. Welcome to the Martina Boss Show.
Do you have a guarantee? Have you ever heard that question, selling high-ticket premium services? I'll be sharing with you a perfect statement to handle that objections and explaining to you if you should consider even adding that for you or guarantees to your premium offers and how that will affect sales. This is your Sales Coaching 101 today. Welcome back to another episode. My name is Martina Boss. Make sure to ask your questions in the comments section because I will personally reply to all comments and I'm really looking forward for your comments so we can continue that conversation. And I'll be sharing with my experience. I've been closing for over 17 years. And last year, I closed 3.7 million just closing coaching and consulting services. So I heard that statement more than you can imagine. So if you're having a prospect asking about guarantee in the middle of the sales call, you don't just straight answer, but you want to understand what kind of guarantee or services your prospect is looking for. And is this the only thing that he or she needs to enroll to the program? Because this way, you might actually shortcut your sales process. So your prospect also, your prospect might be not qualified. And that will show you when they answer this question for you. So you want to reverse the engineer. So if they ask me, do you have a guarantee? So you're not giving them answer yes or no, because you want to know what they actually understand by asking about guarantee. So that is mean you want to ask them, what are you looking for with this guarantee? Or what kind of guarantee you want to receive with it, this offer, right? So remember that they might actually doubt him, you might help them, or they might not be really open up front about their resources to invest in the business, about team size or something they didn't share with you. And they asking about the guarantee because they know they easily can be distracted and not follow the rules. So you want to understand if this is that kind of prospect, because you don't want to close them, right? They will get some, you know, they will get some coaching, they will get some, use your services, and they don't forget. And then after 3 months, they will actually say, oh, actually, you know, this is not working and I would love to get my money back. So you want to make sure on this level, you're disqualifying them. And because you don't want to work with that clients anyway. So you want to make sure that they have all resources, they have mindset and everything that is demanding to enrolling on your offer. And because you want to, in the end of the day, you want to deliver an amazing results and you want to make sure that they were getting the best benefits. And this might be not work if they just from the day one protect themselves by getting this guarantee to the offer. So, but if they say, hey, if my business will not grow like 5 or 10% after implementing this ads that you have in your offer, can I get my money back? And that makes sense, right? But if they ask you if you were 10x their business in 30 days, they can ask about the refund. That might be an extremely hard to do. And that's demand a lot of resources. So the written guarantee should be actually implement all things that needs to be implemented into the business in order to achieve certain results. So in other words, you want to really make clear what is your prospect are looking for. And on the other side, you want to be smart and use this as some kind of opening to closer. So you want to actually ask your prospect, if we have this guarantee and you will get your money back in the 30, 90 days, If that is mean we are starting working together today, or what will happen next if I will say yes, right? So you want to make sure that the guarantee is actually a real objection, or they just looking around and just playing with you, because they might actually say, oh, you know what, actually I'm ready to work with you, I just want to make sure that this will work, right? Or they might say, oh, actually, you know what, there is something else, and I have to think about this, right? So then you think that the guarantee is not even a real problem, it's nothing to discuss at this level with this prospect. And once you have and handle all this statements, you will actually understand how to use it. And actually, this question is very smart, right? Because you might actually use this as your report building process, and you actually might ask them these two questions, right? What do you understand by this guarantee? And if I have this guarantee, is that mean that we are moving forward, right? So another thing is they're done for you services, and a lot of them actually have guarantees. So this is another thing that you want to think about. If you have an agency, if you have consulting, coaching, or another premium services, and you're really good at some kind of process, you might actually add done for you services. So for example, for me, when I had working with my clients, most of them, they didn't use any like advanced automations with CRM system. They really don't use softwares, AI to monitoring like the sales process. And I found that actually working with them on that things of their business was really, really time consuming. So instead of working with them on that, I actually ask my team do it for my clients so they don't have to handle this. We implement the whole system and then just explain how to use it and or how we manage this, right? So this way they have like kind of premium service. They don't have to handle really overwhelming things for them. And we make sure that this is a really well done, right? Because we already made this multiple times. So if you have some kind of process or system or framework that works really well for you and for your clients, you might actually package this and add this as a done for you service. So you might sell your offer for $10,000, but if they want with done for you option, that may cost $20,000 or $25,000. And yes, that's closed a lot of sales. Okay, that's closed a lot of sales, but the same situation like with guarantee. We want to make sure that this prospect have resources, they have enough team members, they have enough time to implement those things. And even if it's done for you, they need to still be qualified for that offer. So make sure that you double check with your prospects if they qualify in those offers. And definitely, guarantees help close way more. I can say like minimum 20-30% more calls, but they're also very demanding. They're great, but then we need to pre-qualify prospect even more. And be really clear that results are also not your responsibility, but also their responsibility. And many clients sometimes don't get it. And then for you, services are like the most advanced and the most demanding. But if you have team in place, if you have systems that works, go for it, because that will give not even one, but few zeros to your revenue in the end. And that's extremely profitable. But you want to first test it out on your business, on a few of your clients. Make sure that your team, first of all, know how to deliver this. So there is no cracks on the way. The whole process is really smooth, and only offer done for your services and guarantees for things that you are doing this on the like top level, right? If something is like you don't know how to really schedule content on a social media, don't offer this. Only because someone is looking for that offer. First, learn how to do it well, and then start testing it, and then offer this as a done-for-you service. I actually saw businesses who scale like crazy. I'm talking about multiple 7-8 figures, and they fail and collapse because their team wasn't grow enough, and they didn't know how to handle such a big amount of clients only because they had guarantee or done-for-you solutions. And people love them, right? Because it seems like, oh, this is so easy. because someone gonna handle a really hard part for me. But be careful, your team and your business needs to be prepared to serving on that services. I hope you enjoy this video. Let me know in the comments if you have any questions about guarantee and ban for services. Let's make this conversation in the comments below. Thank you so much and see you to the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to the Martina Boss Show. If you enjoyed the episode, click the subscribe button and let us help you grow and scale. Visit www.martinaboss.com and join our mailing list for more free resources.